Do we still honor people who fought for slavery in the United States? I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. Among Confederate Civil War heroes are General Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, a leading officer, and Turner Ashby, a cavalry commander killed in battle. During the 1959-1960 school year, the new high school in Quicksburg, Virginia, was named Stonewall Jackson High. The elementary school, also honoring the Confederacy, was named Ashby Lee. Then, in 2020 and 21, after George Floyd's murder, the Shenandoah County School Board changed the high school's name from Stonewall Jackson to Mountain View, and the elementary school's name from Ashby Lee to Honey Run. But then in May 2024, the school board of this 90% white county did a complete U-turn and renamed the high school, once again, Stonewall Jackson High, and the elementary school, once again, Ashby Lee. The school board's composition had changed dramatically since 2020, and this school board said it was just implementing the will of the majority by restoring the Confederate names and putting things back the way they had been. The Montgomery, Alabama Equal Justice Initiative reported that this school district appears to be the first to restore Confederate names to schools after their removal in 2020. One distressing question is whether it will be the first of many. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.